My name's Rod Humphreys. As you may or may not know, I own half of the Raven Pub in Bath.
How do you get to own half a pub?
I kind of did it with a mate, and we were bored one day, and we thought we'd have a pub, so we did. It generally worked out well, and we own half each.
And so, how have you found running a pub? As you know, was it something you ever done before? And
no, I've never done it before. And I have to tell you, I'm actually a fairly useless barman. I'm okay at washing up. I'm pretty good at peeling potatoes. I can change beer. But I do love it because for lots of reasons. I love it because I love my team. We have the most lovely group of people working for us, some of whom have worked for us for 10, 14, 15 years. And I like it because most of the time it's a building full of people who are happy. The Raven is about meeting and talking and drinking and eating, but mainly it's a place where people meet and talk. And it's generally, you know, you have the occasional slightly iffy night, but fundamentally...
Well, I think every publican would say that.
Exactly. It's a fundamentally happy, cheerful, positive place. And I love owning half of it. I love being part of it. What else can I say?
Well, you can tell us what you think makes a good pub. I mean, obviously, you've been doing that in your place. Okay. You get sort of, there's all sorts of things, ingredients. There's TV screens, there's music, there's just a general, the sort of furniture. What is it that makes it really
good? I can tell you what I think makes us a good pub. So we don't, to a degree, it's what we don't do. We don't do music, we don't do TV screens, we don't do jukeboxes, we don't do bad behaviour. So one of our founding principles was that if a woman on her own couldn't come and read a book in a corner without feeling completely comfortable, we shouldn't be doing it. And I hope and believe the Raven is like that all the time. What we do is... We care about, it's fairly simple, we do beer and pies, we clean the lines a lot. A lot of doing a pub is cleaning stuff. We clean the lines, we serve fresh, lovely beer, we do the best pies you can buy anywhere in the country. It's not complicated, and we're just there. So I can say that, I can say another thing. There is a kind of principle that in a pub, certainly in our pub, everybody is equal. Whether you are an American tourist who's just walked through the door or someone who's been drinking with us for 10 years, you will get your turn at the bar and you will not jump the queue. And if you are rude, we will have a word with you, regardless of who you are. And otherwise, yes. So I don't know if I've explained that well, but it has an intrinsic equality to it, a pub.
It always sounds like a family kind of atmosphere that where we're not just customers, we are friends rather.
Oh yeah, generally speaking, as I said, I'm not a great barman, so I tend to lurk in the background much more doing cleaning things and doing paperwork.
So when the leader of the opposition turned up, what did you first know about it? Can you take us through what happened?
Yeah, so it had been mentioned to me that the Labour Party was coming to see us, and I kind of thought, it's some local politician wanting to bend her about something or other. And
because the PR people are very, very careful. They never ever say who it is. They'll say somebody is coming, whether it's, but they don't want to give their name away because they say that could be dangerous for security.
Okay, maybe so. Anyway, I didn't know it was Keir Starmer until shortly before he arrived, or even then I didn't know for certain. Someone said it probably might be. And I'd had my printed out sheet because, whoever it was, I wanted to bend their ear. And then I walked down the stairs and there he was. So what happened. I wanted to chat with him. I wanted to tell him how I felt. I did. And then, in a way, happily, made the mistake of walking into my pub. I had introduced myself as the landlord, and obviously it got a little bit physical.
Did that get through to the security? Because the security didn't seem to realise that, did they?
I think that's right. They didn't, and I got restrained. I wasn't any physical threat to anybody, and I think the thing about that was that it made good visuals for TV. That's my guess. That unless Keir Starmer had just wandered off, nothing would have happened. If I hadn't been restrained and got very loud, nothing would have happened.
interesting that they seem to make this fatal mistake of treating you like some sort of random lunatic rather than actually the proprietor of the premises.
Yes, and it was obvious, I think it's obvious from the footage, that I was offering Keir Starmer important facts based on Office of National Statistics data, the British Medical Journal, and he was utterly unwilling to engage with me on the subject. All he said is, I don't need a lecture from you, my wife works in the NHS.
On the front line, I think he said, which she doesn't, by the way.
I don't know.
No, she's a lawyer. I mean, she's a pen pusher. She's definitely not on the front line.
So, yeah, so that's, I mean, I don't know what else I can say about it. That's sort of what happened.
Okay, so what do you make of the just general policy now around these? We're about to be told that the lockdowns are about to finish. And, in fact, even Monday there's things opening up when it comes to June. What do you make of what's going on now? Because we're being told, aren't we, that perhaps this might not happen because of these various new variants.
My own personal belief is that they may let us off for a little while, but they intend to continue until we stop them. That's what I believe, that they will find variants, they will find vaccine resistance, or whatever it is, and one way or another, they will get us to do vaccine passports, they will control our movements as much as they possibly can. That is what they've done, they will carry on.
Well, look, you as a publican, I mean, it must have massively affected you, the way that the pubs have been shut down. There's also another side to this, of course, is that when you shut the pubs down, people are going to be only interacting by sitting watching the TV. So it's a way of stopping public debate and discussion as well. So anyway, on those two aspects, can you just tell us what you think of those?
So, yes, it has felt... So on the one hand, the day we first closed the pub was horrible. That building has been so full of life and people meeting and talking since we've had it. To turn it into this cold, dead thing was horrible. And for all our regulars, all the generally old men who come and sit at the bar and talk and do the crossword together, for them to be evicted effectively from what is in many ways their family, their social network, was horrible. It was also horrible for all the young men and fewer young women who worked for me. All their lives were put on hold. All their social life was thrown away. They were pushed into their own little bedsits in the city or wherever they lived. And that felt cruel, pointless, and, yeah, horrible.
What about financially with the pub and with your staff? Are you able to keep paying people?
It's a matter of time. Yes, we have done so far. And to be fair, without the furlough scheme and some of the council grants, we would have gone under long ago. However, the money runs down, they let us open, and we start clawing it back. The question is, if they lock us down this winter, will we survive? Will we be here next year? It's unlikely.
Some of this money is in loans and some of it is gifts, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
But how do they make the, you know, because obviously a loan isn't really much use, is it? Because, you know, you're going to be spending the next few years, particularly if you're not able to reopen. This is one of the things I've heard from other publicans, is that people have used the loan money to put in these various measures in the pubs, and then they've been told, oh, you're not going to be allowed to open. So this does seem like, almost like a confidence trick.
That's true, and I'll give you another point of view. I think you'll find that pretty much all the businesses like us have paid no tax for a very long time. We simply can't because we have no income. So that means that we have piled up a massive debt with the government, which they are starting to ask us to repay, even though they won't let us actually earn the money to pay it.
Well, that's pretty shocking, isn't it? Well, what do you make about the stopping of debate in society? This is, as a journalist, I've seen, for example, I've had my radio programme here, even if it's on a little tin pot station, Bristol Community Radio, even I've been hoofed off the airwaves here. But the pub is almost like, the last point of call for anybody that wants to talk about something that's concerning them, that they're not seeing reflected.
It had occurred to me. Why have they been so against pubs? Maybe because... wasn't this true of coffee houses before? And now it's pubs. It's places where people meet and talk. And maybe that's one of the things they haven't wanted to have happen any more than necessary. I don't know. We have social media, so maybe that's not true.
Well, look, we are about to, hopefully, fingers crossed, God willing, I feel like saying, going to be opening very soon. If people want to come down to the Raven, whereabouts are you? How can people find you? And how do they, they're coming from Bristol, how can they get there? How can they park nearby? Because that's always a problem, especially if you want to maybe get a cab back home. Like, anyway, so yeah, where are you? How do people get there?
So we're in a beautiful little cobbled street called Queen Street, very near the centre. Almost anybody will tell you where we are. And if I were you, if you're coming from Bristol, take the train. Have a few beers, take the train back again.
What, the Bath and Bath station?
No, it's, Bath is very small, so it's 7 or 10 minutes walk at the most from the bus station or the railway station. If you want to park Charlotte Street car park, you can park there. It's a big car park within a few hundred yards of us.
And if you're the Wiltshire Police and Crime Commissioner, you won't have to get caught drink driving on the way home.
Quite right. Even the Chief Constable is welcome at the Raven.
Thanks very much.
No problem, you're welcome.